The business houses in the are asked into the booth, that they need stop child labour and help men protect the children and give them a better chance. Millions of working women are asked into the booth. How feminist that men have. Women should have the booth because it would draw husbands and wives, fathers and daughters, brothers and sisters closer together, giving them an equal share and interest in important public questions. Women should have the vote because it would compel men in public office to think more of the welfare of women, of the children, of decency and morality. Women should have the vote because it is unjust, shameful and cowardly for men to deprive women of that which they demand for themselves. The home is the bulwark of our nation. Give the home two votes instead of one. Give the mother a vote as well as the father. As women to the hands, men trust for the abuser, the vote is there in those, with those children. Woman suffrage is coming. Everybody knows that. President Wilson and his cabinet, Theodore Roosevelt, W.J. Bryan, Governor Whitman, and Mayor Mitchell of New York City are all in favor of it. Gentlemen, women have been working 75 years for a share in your democracy. Won't you give your wives and daughters, sisters and mothers, the rights you enjoy of enfranchised American citizenship?